Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
We are now starting Be'ezus Hashem, the Gemara Nav Chesman Aleph, which begins with the Gemara before Nav Zayin Mabes. The Gemara brings down a braisa that darshins the pasuk of Yoyim Heroes Boy. By Metzira it says of Yoyim Heroes Boy, which the Gemara darshins Yesh Yoyim Sha'ataroya Boy. There are some days which the Kohen sees Nagoyim on those days. V'yeshayim, there are some days, Shiataribay, that the Kohenim does not see Nagoyim on those days. Mikan Amru Chosin Shneilad by Nega Naisen Loi Zainimea Mishta Loi Lebesai Ulchsusai. V'chim Beregel Naisen Loi Shivas Himea Regel. Dibri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Darshins and the Pasuk of Yom Yoyis by that there are some days with on which the Kohen does not see Nagoyim, which means either a chasin during Shivas Mea Mishta or during a regal. Rebbe, on the other hand, argues, and Rebbe says, Einu Tzarech, one does not need the Pasuk of Yom Yoreis Bay to teach us that halacha, but rather one can learn out that halacha from the following Pasuk. Harei Oimer V'tziva HaKoyin Ufinu As Habayis Imam Tinu Eudavar HaRashos Kosh Kein Eudavar Mitzvah. If one is allowed not to see a nega in order to save one's kelim from becoming tame, for sure, for a dvar mitzvah. The Gemara goes on to say, "Mai beinayu, what is nafkamina between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda?" Amar Abaye mashmos darshni kemenayu. In other words, everyone agrees that even with davar harishus, one is allowed to push off seeing the gun. The machlokes is only from where it's worn out that one is allowed to push off seeing the gun. Is the makar from the pasuk of Yom Yoreh Yisbai, which is a shita of Rabbi Yehuda, or according to Rabbi, the makar is from the pasuk V'tziva HaKohen Ufinu As Habayis. That is according to Abaye. Rava says no. Dover Harishos Ike Binayu. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi as far as pushing off seeing Negoim for the purpose of a Dover Harishos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we only push off seeing Negoim for Dvar Mitzvah, which again is referring to a chasen during Shivas Mea Mishta or during Yimei HaRegel. According to Rebbe, one is allowed to push off seeing Negoim even with Dover HaRashos based on the Pasuk V'tziva HaKohen Ufinu As Habayis. From that, the Rava says that there is machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe as far as pushing off seeing Negoim with Dover HaRashos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only push off seeing Negoim with Dvar Mitzvah, Bechira one sees, that as far as Shivas Himei Mishta are concerned, the Shivas Himei Mishta of a Chasen are considered a Dvar Mitzvah. The obvious kash is, as we find the Achreinim ask, for example, the Mishnas Yaakov in Yodeya Semenayin Hei, and so too in the Pnei Yeshua and Ksuvas Avdaurim and Aleph, the Achreiraf Ma'ar Gemara one sees, that Shivas Himei Mishta are a Mitzvah Menatzaira. And for that reason, they are considered a Dvar Mitzvah. On the other hand, in the Rishenim, for example, in the Russian Ksuvas, Perek Aleph Siman Hei, and so too in the Rambam and Perek Aleph Milchas Avoh HaKa'alef, one clearly sees that the mitzvah of Simcha of Shivas Me'a Mishta are only Madrabanon. If so, the Achreinim ask, if the mitzvah is only Madrabanon, how can we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one is allowed to push off the Rias Negoim for the purpose of Shivas Mea Mishta is based on the fact that Shivas Mea Mishta are considered a Dvar Mitzvah. Minatira, there is no such mitzvah. To answer this kasha, I would like to imaktim the following hakdama. In the Mishnah on our base, we learn as follows. A noisin noshim b'moyed. One is not allowed to be noisin noshim b'moyed. The Gemara explains four reasons for that a noisin noshim b'moyed. Rabbi Elazar Amar B'Chanina explains that the reason why Ein Noisin Noshim B'Moed is based on the rule that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, that one should not mix the Simcha of Nisuin with the Simcha of Yontif. The Achreinim asked the following kasha. We find in the Rambam in Perek Yod Mehilchos Yishas Hachid Gimel that the Rambam says a person has a right to marry a lot of Noshim at once, as long as he is Sameach with each Isha separately. Based on the rule of Ema Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the Makne, in Kuntras Achrin Hochus Kedushin, Simen Samach Beis Hiv Beis, asks the following kasha. If so, What is the pshat in our Mishnah that ain noisin nashim b'chilo shomayid? Why is one not allowed to marry an isha b'chilo shomayid? We should say that he is allowed to marry an isha b'chilo shomayid as long as the simcha he pushes off till after chol hamoed. Just like the Rambam says, the one is allowed to marry a lot of nashim ka'achas as long as he is hameach with each isha separately, based on the rule of imar and simcha b'simcha. So to over here, let him push off the simcha till after yontif. But as far as the Nisuin themselves are concerned, let him make the Nisuin on Chol Moed itself, and he will not run into a problem of Eimar ben Simcha b'Simcha, because again, the actual Simcha will take place after Yontif. That is the Kasha of the Makna. To answer the Makna's Kasha, we find that Reb Shmuel and Ksuvah Simen Ches brings down the following teretz from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav said that as far as the Chiyuv of Simchas Chasen, there are two separate Chiyuvim. There is one chiyuv that when one marries an isha, the shivas himei mishta are considered his personal yontif, and therefore, based on the fact that those shivas himei mishta are considered his personal yontif, there is a chiyuv simcha, and then there is a second chiyuv as well. There is a chiyuv on a baal to be misameach his wife during the shivas himei mishta. As Reb Shmuel says, we find in the Mechaber, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Samech Talat Tzav Aleph, that the Mechaber says, Hanoisei Besula, anyone that marries a Besula, Tzorech Lesmoyach Ima Zayin Yomim, Shoyasa Melocha V'yisa Vitim B'shoka V'oichal V'shoyse V'sameach Ima, Beinim Hu Bacher, Beinim Alman. In other words, the Mechaber says that there is a Locha, that a husband has to be B'simcha together with his wife during the Shivas Me'a Mishteh. And the Simcha includes, Shoyasa Melocha, the Rama adds that a chosin is aser basiyas malacha v'aser lotzeis yachid b'shok. The obvious kash is, what did the Rama add on to the Mechaber? The Mechaber himself just got finished saying that a chosin is not allowed to do malacha. So what was the Rama meisef by saying that a chosin is aser basiyas malacha? The Chokas Mechikik explains that the Rama was coming to meisef the following chiddush. That as far as the Mechaber's din is concerned, that a husband has to be Sameach Ima with his wife during the Shivas Me'a Mishteh, I would have said that let's say his wife decides to Meichel her husband, her Mechila would help. Therefore, the Rama came to Meisef and said that no, that even if a wife is Meichel her husband, it still does not help. He is still not allowed to do Malacha based on the fact that that one cannot do Malacha is not only because a husband is mechuyev to be mesameach his wife, but rather there is a second halacha as well, that the shivas me'a mishteh are considered his personal yontif. And based on the fact that those shivas me'a mishteh are considered his personal yontif, that itself is a reason why he can't do melacha. And as far as that halacha is concerned, the mechila of his wife won't help. Because again, that chiyuv simcha is not because he is mechuyev to be mesameach his wife, but rather that chiyuv simcha is a personal chiyuv simcha because these days are his own personal yontif, and therefore, as far as that's in, his wife's mechila will not help whatsoever. So again, one sees that there are two separate reasons for the baal's chiyuv simcha. First of all, that he is mechuyev to be mesameach ishtai, and second of all, because these days are his own personal yontif. Therefore, the Beskrav goes on to say the following teretz of the Maknas Kasha. That we learned in our Mishnah, a noisin noshim emoyed, based on the rule of emar ben simcha b'simcha, again, the Makna asks, why can he be noisin isha emoyed and push off the simcha till after yontif? The Beskrav explains that if one would be noisin isha emoyed, it would come out that the regal of the Shivas Me'a Mishteh begins with Nisuin. And even if you push off the actual Simcha to later, but that itself, that the regal of Shivas Me'a Mishteh starts with Nisuin, that itself is considered that he's being Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. Because again, with Nisuin themselves, he is creating a different regal. But that is only as far as being Noisei Noshim Amoid is concerned. That the Rambam explains that a person has a right to marry Noshim Rabbeis Ka'achas is based on the fact that they're all the same regal. when one is noisei harbe nashim kachas, he has one regal of shivas me'amishta, and therefore, as far as the regal of shivas me'amishta is concerned, there is no problem of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. The only problem that one would have of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha by noisei harbe nashim kachas is only as far as a second din is concerned. As far as that, the one is mechuyev to be mesameach es ishtoi. As far as that, we say that one has to be mesameach each isha separately, based on the halacha of ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That is how the Biskurov answers the kasha of the makne. Based on the side of the Biskurov, one can answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha as follows: that even though we find that the mitzvah of simcha during shivas me'amishta is only midrabanan, that is only referring to the mitzvah that a chasen has to be mesameach es ishtoi. That is only midrabanan. But as far as that these days, that the days of shivas me'amishta are considered yimei regel, are considered his own personal yontif, that halacha is halacha d'arayisa. And based on that halacha, do we say that ein royin negoyim during shivas me'amishta? Because again, even though, as far as the chiyuv on a chasen to be mesameach his isha is the only midrabanan, but there is a second halacha as well, that these days of shivas me'amishta are considered the chasen's own personal yontif, which is halacha d'arayisa, and therefore in reyin negam during shivas me'amishta, in order not to come in conflict with his personal yontif. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara explains that the Behuda argues on Rebbe, and says that one cannot learn out from the pasuk v'tziva akayin upinuas habayis, that one is allowed to pashua frias negoim even for davar harishos, is based on the fact the chiddushu, to eitzem v'avonim ba'amol imatamu v'hachu matamu. To explain that, the Behuda says chiddushu, to eitzem v'avonim ba'amol imatamu v'hachu matamu, we find a seeming machlokes harishenim. But before we say the Machlokes HaRishenim, we have to be makdim with the following Mishnah Negoim. The Mishnah brings down the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda as far as the Pasuk of Atziva HaKoyin Upinuas Habayis is concerned. Rabbi Yehuda explains that the Pasuk says Atziva HaKoyin Upinuas Habayis is referring to Afiu Chavilei Eitzim and Afiu Chavilei Kanim. Even bundles of Eitzim and even bundles of Kanim have to be taken out of the Bayis before the Koyin comes. To explain that, the Behuda holds that one has to take out Chavilei Eitzim and Chavilei Kanim from the Bayis before the Kohen comes, we find Machlokes HaMefarshim. Tosfos Payos B'Dibur HaMaschil the Eitzim HaVanim Matzotzu in the Goyin in Hoy Rabba in the Goyim. Explain that Behuda learns out from the Pasuk V'tziva HaKohen Upinuas HaBayis that whatever is left in the Bayis is Mekabel Tumah. And even Chavilei Eitzim and Chavilei Kanim that are usually not Mekabel Tumah, still, had they been left in the bayis, they would be mekabel tuma. And for that reason, the pasuk says, "V'tziva akayin upinuas habayis," in order that the chavilei eitzim and chavilei kanim should not be mekabel tuma. That is how Tosfos and the Goyin explain the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav, on the other hand, explains Rabbi Yehuda as follows: that the Rabbi Yehuda explains afiu chavilei eitzim afiu chavilei kanim is not because the chavilei eitzim and chavilei kanim would have been mekabel tuma, but rather v'tziva kohen upinuas habayis, the kohen is mitzavet to clean everything out of the bayis, not because had they been left in the bayis they would be mekabel tuma, but because there is a special mitzvah of pinoy habayis, one is mechuyev to clean out the bayis before the kohen comes. According to Tosfos and the Goyin, that explain that according to Behuda, even chavilei eitzim and even chavilei kanim are mekabel tuma. They explain our Gemara as follows. That our Gemara says that according to Behuda, v'tziva akayin upinuas habayis is a chiddushu, the eitzim v'avonim ba'amol imatamu v'hachem etamu is referring to chavilei eitzim and chavilei kanim. That even though chavilei eitzim and chavilei kanim are ba'amol imatamu, hachem etamu, and therefore it is a chiddush, umi chiddush v'agamrinan. That is according to Tosfos and the Goyin. According to the Rav, that understands that according to Behuda, Chavilei Eitzim and Chavilei Kanim are not Mekabel Tumah, the Rav has to explain our Gemara as follows. Eitzim Vavonim is not referring to the Eitzim Vavonim that are in the Bayis, but rather Eitzim Vavonim is referring to the Bayis itself. even though, generally speaking, a bias itself is not makabel tuma, over here, by tumas negoyim, if one has a bias with negoyim, the bias itself becomes tame. And that is the chiddush that our Gemara is referring to. The obvious kash on the Rav is as we find in the Mishnah Melech and Perek Yudal Mehilchos Tumas Haras Wachadalad. The Mishnah Melech has the following kasha. According to the Rav, and so too the Mishnah Melech is Madaik and the Rambam, that understands that Chavilei Eitzim and Chavilei Kanim are not Mekabal Tuma, and that Rabbi Yehuda says that one has to clean out the Chavilei Eitzim and Chavilei Kanim is based on the fact that there is a mitzvah of Pinoy Habayis, that there is a special mitzvah to clean out the bayis before the kohen comes, which has absolutely nothing to do with tuma. If so, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that the reason why one cannot learn out from the pasuk of etziva kohen pinuas habayis that one is allowed to wait from seeing negoim even odavar harishos, which is referring to saving his kelim from becoming tamei, according to Rabbi Yehuda, etziva kohen pinuas habayis is not in order to save one's kelim from becoming tamei, but rather it is because there is a special mitzvah of pinoy habayis to clean out one's house. That is the kasha of the Mishnah Melech. To answer this kasha, we find that the Emek Bracha in Chol Moed Siman Daled says the following teretz. The Emek Bracha says that in the Rav himself asks, if one looks at the pasuk says v'tziva ha'koyin apinuas habayis v'yitamei kosh habayis. According to the Rav's understanding in Rabbi Yehuda, the Pinoy Habayis has absolutely nothing to do with that the Pasuk says. The Pinoy Habayis is not based on that we do not want Koash Habayis to become Tameh. Emek Bracha answers the Rav's Kash as follows. That the Torah says to Mefane Habayis, one is Mechuyiv to clean out a house, is based on two reasons. First of all, there is a special halacha of Pinoy Habayis, which the Emek Bracha explains, is based on that we want the kohen to only see the nega, and not anything else, and for that reason one is mechuyev to mefana habayis, to take everything out of the bayis. And even things that are not mekabel tuma, one also has to be mefana in order to allow the kohen to only see the nega and nothing else. But then there is another halacha, that the pasuk says, v'litame ko asher babayis, which is specifically referring to kelim that are mekabel tuma. And as far as the second halacha is concerned, the one is being mefane the kelim that are mekabel tuma in order to save them from being mekabel tuma. From there, one can learn out that even with davar harishos, one has the right to wait, not to be royas hanega. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda needed to say that the only reason why we do not learn out from the pasuk that even when davar harishos one has the right to wait from seeing a nega is only because it is a chiddush. Mechiddush v'gamrinon. That is how the Emek Bracha answers the kasha of the Mishnah Melech. The obvious shaila on the Emek Bracha is that if anyways he's mechuyev to clean out his house in order to allow the kohen to only see the nega, what is the nafkamina of the second halacha that we tell him to take out the kelim that are mekabel tuma in order that those kelim should not be mekabel tuma? Anyways, he's taking out those kelim based on the halacha that he is mechuyev to clean out his house. So here the pshat in the Emek Bracha is as follows. As far as the first halacha of opinos habayis, one is mechuyev to clean out his house in order to allow the kohen to only see the nega, the pasuk is only referring to objects that will actually affect the riyas hanega. For example, if the chavilei eitzim and chavilei kanim happen to be in the place of the nega, then we say that he is mechuyev to take out the chavilei eitzim and chavilei kanim in order not to affect the kohen's riyas hanega. But let's say one has kelim that will not affect the nega, will not affect the kohen's riyah of the nega. Then we say that we tell him to take out those kelim is only in order to save them from being mekabel tuma. So again, one sees that even with davar harishos, the kohen has a right not to see the nega. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following machlekes between Abaye and Rav and how to understand the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye explains the drasha, Im kein lichte rachmona bayoim. The pasuk should have said bayoim. Mai ubayoim. Why does the pasuk say ubayoim? Shema mina, from here, Rabbi Yehuda learns out that Yeshem Shatarayabai, Yeshem Shiatarayabai. Rabbi says no. Kua Kra Yeseru. The whole entire pasuk is extra. Temkein Ruch Drachmano Uveroyes. Mai Uvayoim. Shmamina Yeshem Shatarayabai, Yeshem Shiatarayabai. In other words, the whole entire word, Uvayoim, is extra. Abaye, on the other hand, argues. Abaye says, Ahumi Boile Bayoim, Voloi Balaila. We need the word Bayoim to teach us that one is only Roy Negon Bayoim and Apalaila. Rava says no. Bayoim Voloi Balaila, Nafkle Melcho Mare Eine Hakoyen. Or, as the Gemara ends off, from the Pasuk of Kanega Niroli Babayas, which the Gemara explains, means Kanega Niroli, Li Voloi Loiri. If one needs R to see a Nega, that is not considered a Ri'as Nega, and for that reason, one cannot be Roy Negon Balaila, because again, in order to see Negon Balaila, one needs R, and the Pasuk says, Leave a Loy Lo'iri. Now, as far as this halacha, that we learn out that one cannot be Roy Negon Balaila, either based on the word Bayoim, according to Abaye, or according to Rava from the Pasuk of Kanega Nira Li, Leave a Loy Lo'iri, we find a seeming machlekes. What is halacha if the Kohen saw the Nega by day? And he wants to paskin about the Nega by Laila. Is he allowed to paskin about the Nega by Laila even though the Riyah took place by day? Or do we say that he cannot even paskin the status of the Nega by Laila? The Menchus Chinuch and Mitzvah Kof Samech Tes says that only the Riyah's Hanega cannot take place by Laila. If the Riyah's Nega is by Yom, then the Kohen can paskin the status of the Nega even by Laila. On the other hand, in the Ran and Sanhedrin of Hamadal, we find that the Ran says that even the Psak, even to paskin the status of the Nega, cannot take place by Laila. Not only can the Riyah not take place by Laila, even paskining the status of the Nega cannot take place by Laila. The obvious kash on the Ran is that if so, how can Rava go and say that we do not need the Pasuk of Ubayim to tell me that in Reina Gon Balaila? We know already in Reina Gon Balaila, from that the Pasuk says Kanega Nira Li, which we darish and leave Leila Iri, L'chay from the Pasuk of Kanega Nira Li Leila Iri, one only sees the actual Re'iyas Hanega. The actual Re'iyas Hanega cannot take place Balaila based on the fact that Balaila, one needs R in order to see the Nega. But if one be Re'i Nega Bayim, then L'chay from the Pasuk of Kanega Nira Li, he would even be able to paskin the status of the Nega Balaila, because a Nega was seen without any R. If so, how can Rava say that we do not need the Pasuk of Bayim to teach us that Riyas and Agam takes place by Yom Vole Balaila? L'chaya from the Pasuk of Kanega Nirali, we wouldn't have seen so far as to say that even the Psak on the status of the Nega cannot take place by Laila. And for that reason, we need the Pasuk of Bayim to teach us that the whole entire procedure of Riyas HaNega and the Psak about the status of the Nega can only take place by Yom Vole Balaila. That is the Kasha that the Alevi in Hilchos Tumas Taras Perek Tes Halacha Vav asks on our Gemara. To answer this Kasha Chira, one can say as follows. We find in Teres Kohenim Perek Beis Halacha Aleph that the Teres Kohenim says, the Pasuk says, V'ra'a Kohenis HaNega. And the Teres Kohenim darshins shu eino boy b'shah shu roya oisei. The Rash Mishantz explains the Teres Kohenim as follows, that the Teres Kohenim is coming to him a chadash that the Kohen has to actually see the Nega at the time that he wants to paskin the status of the Nega. It is not enough that he saw the Nega beforehand. He has to actually see the Nega at the time that he's coming to decide the status of the Nega. That is how the Rash Mishantz explains the drash of the Teres Kohenim. According to the Rash Mishantz, one can explain our Gemara very simply, that even though the Pasuk of Kanega Nirli Babayis is only referring to the actual Riyas HaNega, and not to the Psak of the Kohen regarding the Nega, but still, since the Kohen has to see the Nega at the time that he's coming to decide the status of the Nega, if at that time one needs R, and again, the fact that he needs R is not considered a complete Riyas HaNega, for that reason, even the Kohen deciding the status of the Nega cannot take place by Laila, because again, according to the Rash Mishantz, the Kohen has to actually see the Nega at the time that he decides the status of the Nega. And since the Kohen is not seeing the Nega, because again, Re'iyah, that needs R, is not considered a complete Riyas HaNega, therefore, the Kohen's deciding about the status of the Nega can again only take place by day and not by night. And for that reason, Rava says, one does not need the word Bayim to teach us Bayim V'le B'leila, because from the Pasuk of Kanega Nirali, one can learn out Bayim V'le B'leila, even as far as the Kohen deciding the status of the Nega. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah brings down the following machlokes. Va'oid Amar Amir Malaked Adam Atzameis Avivimay. Amir says one is allowed to Malaked Atzameis Avivimay during the regal Mepnei Shesimcha Hilay. Vayesi argues. Vayesi says Avil Hilay. One is not allowed to Malaked Atzameis Avivimay because it's an Avil, and therefore, since it is an Avil to him, for that reason, he is not allowed to Malaked Atzameis Avivimay during the regal. The Gemara asks on Amir, how could Amir say that one is allowed to Malaked Atzameis Avivimay? We learnt that a malaka at some of the may raise a masaba alayim call yeim aware of imasaba alayim. One sees that if one is malakate at some of the imay, there is a chiva velos. And if there is a chiva velos, what is his heter to malakate at some of the imay during the regal? The Gemara answers, Omar abaye mipnei shesimchas haregal olav. Now to explain the Gemara Shakavataya, we find the machlekes harishainim. Rashi explains that the Gemara's Kashra Meir is based on the fact that from that we see that one that is Malakat Atzameis Avivimay is Mechuyev and Avelos, from there we see that Malakat Atzameis Avivimay involves Sar. As we find in the Nemuki Yisef in the third paragraph, and so too in the Avosh and Yerodeh Simen Tov Gimel, that the Nemuki Yisef and Avosh explain that one who is Malakat Atzameis Avivimay is Mechuyev and Avelos is based on the fact Ki Mestama Alidei Alikot In other words, based on the feeling of a tzar that a person has by being malaked at some of the imay, for that reason, Chazal said that there is a chi of avelos. As Ovosh goes on to say, Ufichach amru Chazal shemalaket misavu aleim kois hayoim ki iwu meis v'nikvar boi bayoim. And therefore, Rashi explains the Gemara that the Gemara is asking, from that there is a chi of avelos, and there we see that one who is malaket at tzomis of avimay has tzar. And therefore, based on the tzar that one has by being malaket at tzomis of avimay, we should not allow him to malaket at tzomis of avimay during the regal, in order that he should not be causing himself tzar during the regal. Like we saw in Rashi before, on the Vezayinim and Aleph, the Rashi explains, based on the pasuk of esamachta b'chagecha, one should not cause himself any tzar during the regal. That is the kasha of the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi explains Abayis Teretz Ibnei Shesimchas HaRegel Olav as follows. Kloimar Harbei Hu Isek B'Simchas HaRegel Ve'enoi Mitztar B'Malaket Atzamas Avivimay. In other words, even though generally speaking Malaket Atzamas Avivimay involves Sar, but during the Regel that he is so involved in being Isek B'Simchas HaRegel, we are not worried that by being Malaket Atzamas Avivimay it will cause him Tzar. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara Shakavataria. The Ritva and the Muki Yisef, on the other hand, explain the Gemara Shakavataria differently. They explain that the Gemara's Kasha was based on the fact that from that we say Hamalaket at Sameis Ove V'imay Reza Masaba Alayen, from there we see that it is Chal on him a Chiyav Avelos. And based on the Chiyav Avelos that is Chal on him, that itself is a reason why one should not be Gat Himalaket at Sameis Ove V'imay during the Regal, in order not to make himself into an avil during the regal. On that, the Gemara answers, Omar Abaye Mipnei Shesimchas HaRegel Olav, which Ritva and Muki Yosef explain that since he is in the middle of the regal, there is no avelos chal on him whatsoever. As Muki Yosef explains, that we say, Osi Regal Dariaisa, the Dachi, the Aveos of Likar Atzomis, which is only a Dindra Abonon. Since the Aveos of Likar Atzomis is not a Dindra Aisa, but only Dindra Abonon, therefore the Regal Dariaisa, the Yontif Dariaisa, is Dicha, the Aveos Drabonon. And therefore there is no Aveos whatsoever. So again, as far as the Shakavataya of our Gemara, we have Machoikis Harishainim. Rashi explains that the Gemara Shakavataya is as far as the Tsar, that it is involved in being Malakat Atzamas. The Gemara's Kasha was, L'chaya, there is Sar involved in being Malakat Atzamas. The Gemara's Teretz is that during a Regal, there is no Tsar whatsoever. The Ritva and Mukhiyasev on the other hand explain that Gemara Shagvatarya is as far as Achiva Velos, that is Chal with being Malakar Atzomis. The Gemara's Kasha was that here there is Achiva Velos that is Chal with being Malakar Atzomis, and for that reason one should not be allowed to be Malakar Atzomis during the Rego. On that, the Gemara answers that there is no Achiva Velos Chal during the Rego based on the fact Mipnei Shesimchas HaRego Olof. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yisi argues in Rameir. Rabbi Yisi says that one is not allowed to malakar atzamas during the rego mpnei sha'ovel huay, because there is avelos involved in being malakar atzamas. According to Rashi, and so too we find in the Ritva explains that Rabbi Yisi argues in Rameir based on the fact that Rabbi Yisi understands that even when one is malakar atzamas during the rego, there's still tsar. And even though there is no avelos, as the Gemara explains, based on the fact that the weaker atzamas involves sar, that itself is enough of a reason that one should not be allowed to malakar atzamas during the regal. So again, according to Rashi, the machlokes between Remeir and Rabbi Yisi is a machlokes if weaker atzamas during the regal involve sar or not. Remeir understands that weaker atzamas during the regal does not involve any tsar. On the other hand, Rabbi Yisi argues, and Rabbi Yisi says that even if one is a malakar atzamas during the regal, it still involves sar. According to Ritva, the machlokes is as follows. Remeir understands that since there is no avelos, even if there is sar, there is no iser to malakar atzamas. Rabbi Yisi says no. The fact that there is sar, even though there is no avelos, is itself enough of a reason that one should not be allowed to malakar atzamas during the regal. There is a ruah we find a new explanation in the sheet of Rabbi Yisi. There is a ruah explains that Rabbi Yisi says ovel huay, and for that reason one is not allowed to malakar atzamas during the rego, is based on the fact that Rabbi Yisi understands that if one is malakar atzamas, it is chalachiyav avelos. And since it is chalachiyav avelos, for that reason we say that one is not allowed to malakar atzamas per rego, in order that one should not become an ovel during the rego. That is how the Rezerua explains the Shita of Rabbi Yisi. The obvious kasha on the Rezerua is as follows. In the Gemara later in the Afidah on the base, the Gemara says that an Ovel is not Noyeg Avelos Berego based on the fact that we say Asi Asei Derabim, the Asei of Rego, which is considered an Asei Derabim, is Mevatel, the Asei of Avelos, and therefore an Ovel is not Noyeg Avelos during a Rego. If so, how can the Rezerua go and say that the reason why Rabbi Yisi says one is not allowed to malakar atzamas during a rego is based on the fact that he'll become an ovel? Well, every ovel is not noeg avilusei during the rego. And for sure, we cannot atzamas, the avilus of we cannot atzamas should not be chal during the rego, based on the fact that we say, Asi asei derabim, medochi asei deyachid. And so too, one can ask on the Nemukhi Yosef, why does the Nemukhi Yosef say that the reason why the avelos of wicked atzamas is not chal is based on the fact that asi asei deraisa, the asei of regal, which is deraisa, is deicha the asei derabanan, is deicha the avelos derabanan of wicked atzamas? Why did the Mukhi Yosef explain, based on the Gemara and the Afidah on the base, that even avelos which is deraisa, still we say asi asei derabim v'dachi asei deyachid? So why did the Mukhi Yosef have to go and say that the Avelos of Wikid Atzamas is only Midrabanan? Even had the Avelos been Minatayr, we would still say, Asi Asei Derabim, Medachi Asei Deyachid. To answer this kasha, Uchir one can say as follows. We find the Machlekes HaRishenim. If that we say, Asi Asei Derabim, Medachi Asei Deyachid, and one is not Noig Aviusa Berego, does that even refer to Dvarim Shabetzina or not? As far as Shabbos is concerned, there is halacha that even though one is not noeg avelos in Shabbos, that is only as far as Dvarim Shebefarhesi are concerned. One is not noeg avelos publicly. But in private, one continues acting as if he is an ovel. That is as far as Shabbos is concerned. As far as Yontif is concerned, we find a machlokes harishanim. Tosfos and other rishanim understand that Yontif and Shabbos are both the same. Just like we say Dvarim Shebetzina are noeg on Shabbos, so too Dvarim Shebetzina are noeg on Yontif. And if one becomes an ovel on Yontif, he is mechuyev to be noeg Dvarim Shebetzina. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perek Yud Mehilchos argues. The Rambam says that there is a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. By Shabbos, we say that Tvarim Shabbatzina are Noyig, and one is Mechuyiv to act in private as an Ovel. On the other hand, as far as Yontif is concerned, we say that even Tvarim Shabbatzina are not Noyig, and one does not act as an Ovel whatsoever on Yontif. If one understands, like the Shita of Tosfos, that even on Yontif we say Dvarim Shabbatzina are Noyig, one can explain there is a Ruah and the Mukiyesef as follows. That even though the Gemara in the Fidal on the Bay says that Osi Asei the Rabbi Medochi Asei the Yochid, that even Avilos the Reis is pushed off based on the Asei the Rabbi of Yontif, but again, that is only as far as Dvarim Shabbatzina are concerned. As far as Dvarim Shabbatzina are concerned, Dvarim Shabbatzina continue to be Nayeg on Yontif. And therefore, the Arzarua says, the Rabbi Yisi understands one is not allowed to be Malakar HaTzamis during the Regal, because if he'll be Malakar HaTzamis, he will become an Ovel as far as Dvarim Shabbatzina are concerned, and he will be Mechuyev to be Nayeg Dvarim Shabbatzina. And that itself is enough of a reason that one should not be Malakar HaTzamis per Regal. That, the Rabbi Meir says, that one is allowed to Malakar HaTzamis b'regel, and we are not concerned about Aveiros Shabbatzina, is only based on that the Mukiyesef says that we say a new kval called Asi Asei Dereisa V'dochi the Aveiros of Vikar HaTzamis, which is only Derabonon. And that Dechia will be Decha the Aveiros completely, that even Dvarim Shabbatzina will not be Noyeg. And that is the Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi according to the Zarua. As far as the halacha of Dvarim Shabbatzina are concerned, do we say that if one is Malakar HaTzamis during the regal, he is Mechuyev to be Noyig Dvarim Shabbatzina, which according to the Zeruah is a Shita of Rabbi Yisi, or do we say that there is no Chiyev to be Noyig Dvarim Shabbatzina, not like all other Avelos that Dvarim Shabbatzina is Noyig, but rather as far as Likar HaTzamis is concerned, there is no Chiyev to be Noyig even Dvarim Shabbatzina, which is a Shita of Rameyer. And for that reason, Rav Meir allows one to Malakar HaTzamis because there is no Avelos Chal whatsoever. That is one way with which one can answer the Arzarua. Another way with which one can answer the Arzarua is by being Maktim the following Chiddush. Again, as we said, the Sheet of the Rambam is that there is a difference between Shabbos and Yontif as far as the Halacha of Dvarim Shabbatzina, the one is Mechuyev to be Noyig Dvarim Shabbatzina. On Shabbos, there is a chiyuv to be noyig dvarim shabbatzina. On Yontif, the Rambam understands that there is no chiyuv to be noyig dvarim shabbatzina. Now, to explain that according to the Rambam, there is no chiyuv to be noyig dvarim shabbatzina, we find that the Ritva in Ma'ikatan Daf Chav Gimel explains as follows. That we find an other difference between Shabbos and Yontif as far as Avelos is concerned. By Shabbos, the halacha is that the day of Shabbos is Oilel Minyan Shiva. In other words, one can count the day of Shabbos towards the minyan shiva that one needs for a shiva simei avelos. On the other hand, Yontif is not oilo u'minyan shiva. And after Yontif, he has to count shiva simei avelos. We do not say that the days of Yontif count towards his shiva simei avelos. And therefore, the Ritva says, as far as Shabbos is concerned, that Shabbos counts towards Hashivas Me'avelos, for that reason, there is a chiyuv to be noyig dvarim shabbatzina on Shabbos. On the other hand, Yontif, at the days of Yontif, are not oilo l'minyan shiva, for that reason, there is no chiyuv to be noyig dvarim shabbatzina on Yontif. Reb Shmuel, in Ksuvas Menhei, explains as follows, that there are two components to Avelos. There are the actual days of Shivas Yimei Avelos, and then there is a secondary chiyuv that a person is mechuyev to be noyeg nihuge avelos. The person is mechuyev to act like an ovel. And therefore, Shmuel goes on to say as follows. As far as Shabbos is concerned, that we say that Shabbos is oilel minyan shiva, from there we see that Shabbos is considered one of the shivas me'avelos. And for that reason, there is a chiyuv to be noyeg dvarim shabbatzina. On the other hand, Yontif, which is not oilo l'minyan shiva, is based on the fact that the days of Yontif are not considered from the shiva simei avelos. These days, based on the fact that they are yimei Yontif, are not considered yimei avelos whatsoever. And for that reason, they are not oilo l'minyan shiva, and so too there is no chiyuv to be noyeg dvarim shabbatzina. because the whole chiyuv to be noig dvarim shebetzina is only based on the fact that the days themselves are yemei avelos. Now, based on that, the Rebbe Shmuel was mechadesh that there are two components to avelos. There's the yemei avelos, and then there's a second chiyuv called to be noig nihugei avelos, to act like an avel. One has to know which one of those two dinim conflict with Yontif. Do we say that the Yimei Avelos conflict with the Yimei Yontif, or do we say that the Chiyuv Tvineig Avelos conflict with Yontif? So again, as we said, that the Rambam holds that Varm Shabbatzinner and Anoig on Yontif is based on the fact that the days of Yontif are not considered Yimei Avelos whatsoever. From there we see that the Yimei Avelos themselves conflict with Yontif, and for that reason, the days are only Yimei Yontif and not Yimei Avelos whatsoever. Tosfos and the other Rishonim that we mentioned before that argue on the Rambam and understand that there is a Chiyuv to be Noig Dvarim Shebetzina, L'chair is based on the fact that the Rishonim understands that what comes in conflict with Yontif is not the actual Yimei Avelos, but rather the Chiyuv to be Noig Avelos. And for that reason, even though one is not noyeg avelos b'far hesya, but avelos b'tzina is still noyeg, because again, we see these days as yimei avelos. According to the Rambam, one can say that we are not noyeg avelos b'rego is only based on the fact that the days themselves are not considered yimei avelos, again, because the yimei yontif are deicha the days from being considered yimei avelos, because again, Yimei Yontif and Yimei Avelos are considered contradictory days. And only because the days are not considered Yimei Avelos do we say that one is not Noyeg Avelos on Yontif. If so, one can explain the Arzaruah as follows. That the Arzaruah says that according to Rabbi Yisi, if one will be Malaket at Samas Beregel, he will become an Avel, does not mean that the actual day will be considered Yimei Avelos. Anytime one is Malaket at Samas, the day does not become a Yom Avelos. All that happens is that he's mechuyev to be noyeg as if he is an Ovel. But the actual day is not a day of Avelos whatsoever. And for that reason, Rabbi Yisi understands that if one will be melakad atzamas b'rego, he'll be mechuyev to be noyeg Avelos even during the rego. That we find in the Gemara Daf Yudalef on the base, that Avelos is not chal b'rego, is only because the Yoim Yontif, which is considered an Asei Derabim, is Deicha the Yoim Avelos. As far as Likud Atzamas is concerned, there is no Yoim Avelos whatsoever for the Yoim Yontif to be Deicha. And for that reason, there will be a Chiyuv to be Noeg Avelos. And therefore, Rabbi Yisi says that one is not allowed to be Malakad Atzamas Berego in order not to have a Chiyuv to act like an Ovel on Yontif. That the Rameir says that there is a heter to Malakat Samas Berego is because Rameir understands that even if one will be Malakat Samas Berego, he will not even have a chiyuv to be Noeg Avelos Berego, based on the fact that we say that the Asei of Yontif will be Deicha the chiyuv to be Noeg Avelos of Likrat Samas, as the Muki Yosef explains that Asei Asei Deraisa V'Dochi Asei Derabonon. That is another way with which one can answer the Arzaruah and the Nemuki Yosef. Now let's go on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Va'yoirer adam al meisay v'yasbidenu kaidem v'regel shloishim yoim." To explain that we say, "V'yasbidenu kaidem v'regel shloishim yoim," we find machlokes in the Gemara. As the Gemara asks, "Ma'ishna shloishim yoim?" The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Maisa ba'adam echad shekineis moyes lalois haregel." There was a person that gathered money to pay for his expenses of aliyah l'regel. "Ubas aftan v'amar ha'pesach b'yisei v'natwasan ishtei v'nasnasan lai v'nimna v'oi ola." "V'ois ha'sha amru l'ya oira adam al-meisei v'oi yasbidenu k'idem l'regel shoy shemiyim." Based on that, we do not want him to lose the money that was set aside for the expenses of Aliyah L'Regel, or as Rishonim say, that includes the expenses of Yontif itself. Shmuel, on the other hand, argues. Shmuel says that we say, "Lo Ya'ir Adam Al Meisei is based on that we say she'ein hames mishtakeach min alev shoyshim yoim. To explain that Shmuel says that the reason why we weren't is based on the fact that ein hames mishtakeach min alev shoyshim yoim we find the machlokes harishenim. Roi rishenim, for example, the Rosh and the Mukiyes of another rishenim explain the Gemara as follows. That since there is a rule that ein hames mishtakeach min alev shoyshim yoim, therefore one should not give a hesped toich shoyshim yoim of the yontif, because by giving a hesped toich shoyshim yoim one causes that the mace should not be mishtakeach min alev for 30 days after the hesped, and therefore, by giving a hesped toich shoyshim yoim of the yontif, one is causing tsar during the yontif. Therefore, the rishonim go on to say that we find in the Yerushalmi, that this halacha of Oyo Adam al Mesev Voyas Bidanu Kedim Rego Shoshim Yoim only applies to Mes Yashon and not to Mes Chadash, which means, as Rishonim explained, if one has a mace that was Nifter Teich Lamed Yoim of the Yantif, then one is allowed to maspid him Teich Lamed Yoim, because anyways, Eina Mes Mishtakech Menalev Shoshim Yoim, and giving the Hesped will not add any tar to the yontif. Rashi, on the other hand, argues. Rashi understands that Shmuel says that based on that ein hames mishtakeach min alev shoyshim yoim means to say that if one would give a hesped teich shoyshim yoim of the yontif, then one might come to have the hesped on yontif itself. Since he still remembers the mace, therefore he might end up giving a hesped on yontif itself. That is how Rashi understands the memra of Shmuel. According to Rashi, even if one has a mace that was mace teich shoyshim yoim of the yontif, there would still be a halacha that one should not give a hesped teich shoyshim yoim, because again, one might come to maspid the mace on yontif itself. So too we find in Rashi in the Mishnah. The Rashi in the Mishnah explains that the halacha of v'yo'oyo adam al mace of v'yas bidanu applies even to a case where the mace was nifter teich shoyshim yoim of the yontif. And so too we find in the Rav that explains that even according to Shmuel, the halacha of our Mishnah applies even to mace chadash that was nifter teich shoyshim yoim of the regal. The obvious kasha is that l'chayon in Yerushalmi is mefurish, as we said before, that there is a difference between a mace yashan and a mace chadash, and a mace chadash is not included in the halacha of our Mishnah. So how can Rashi and the Rav say that the halacha of our Mishnah applies even to a mace that was mace teich shoyshim yoim of the regal? So we find in the Sharim Melech in Perek Vav Mehilchos Yontif Halacha Chaf Dalet that the Sharim Melech says that from our Gemara itself, Rashi and the Rav both saw that the Bavli is chiluk on the Yerushalmi, and our Gemara understands that even according to Shmuel, the halacha of our Mishnah applies even to Meis Chadash. As we see in our Gemara, the Gemara says the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel is as far as a maspid who is maspid bechinam. According to Rav, that the whole chash is that someone might use his money to hire a maspid. If one has a maspid who is maspid bechinam, there is no such chash. And therefore, according to Rav, one could be maspid as long as the maspid will be maspid without being reimbursed. On the other hand, according to Shmuel, who explains, based on Ein HaMeis Mishkeich Min Alev, even if one is maspid b'chinam, there still is an issur to be maspid. The Sharim Melech says that from that our Gemara did not say the nafkamina of the Yerushalmi. As far as Meis Chadash is concerned, that according to Rav, even Meis Chadash is included in the issur of our Mishnah. On the other hand, according to Shmuel, a Meis Chadash will not have the issur of our Mishnah. From that our Gemara did not say the nafkamina is a raya that our Gemara understands that both like Rav and like Shmuel, the Isser applies even to Meis Chadash. Based on that we find in Rashi that the Yisoid of Shmuel is because you might come to Maspid during the Regal itself. In the Ramban and Teres Ha'adam, as is explained in the Beis Ephraim Yeredeya Semenayin Zayin, we find a new Shita as far as how to explain the Yerushalmi, that the halacha of our Mishnah does not apply to Meis Chadash. The Ramban says that both Rav and Shmuel agree that there is no Isser to be maspid a Meis Chadash. The Ramban explains Meis Chadash as follows, that Teich Shoishim Yoim of when the Meis was Nifter, there is no Isser Hespid, even if the Hespid is taking place Teich Shoishim of the Regal. The Ramban explains based on that, that any Hespid that takes place Teich Shoishim Yoim of when the Meis was Nifter is considered like a Hespid at the time of the Misa. And any Hespid at the time of the Misa is not included in the Gzeira of our Mishnah of Voyaspidenu. And for that reason, both Rav and Shmuel agree that there is no Isser Hespid Teich Shoishim Yoim of when the Meis was Nifter, because again, that Hespid is considered as if the Hespid is taking place at the actual time of the Misa. And there was no Gzeira that one should not be Maspid at the actual time of the Misa. That is how the Ramban explains the Yerushalmi, and according to Ramban, there is no machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, because again, as far as Meis Chadash is concerned, there is no nafkamina whatsoever between Rav and Shmuel. And the only nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel is, as our Gemara says, as far as a maspid that is being maspid bechinam. Now getting back to our Mishnah says two halachas, lo yo'ir adam al meisai, and then the Mishnah says, v'lo yasbidenu kaidem urego shoishimim, to explain the difference between lo yo'ir adam al meisai and the halacha of v'lo yasbidenu kaidem urego, we find a machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli explains, "My lo ya'ar al meisai, Amar Rav kad hadar saftana b'marova amri yivkei nime kol merirei liba." As Rashi explains, that one should not hire a maspid to go to all one's relatives to say b'chu imi kol morei nefesh. In other words, in Eretzol, they used to hire a maspid to go around to all the relatives to bring all the relatives to Bechi. And that is what our Mishnah is saying, that one should not do that kodem uregel shoishim yoim. According to Rashi, the explanation of our Mishnah is as follows. First, the Mishnah is saying that a person should hire a maspid who goes around to all one's relatives to bring them to Bechi. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that not only is that aser, but even for one to just hire a maspid is also aser. The Beis Ephraim, on the other hand, is medayik in Rashi as follows. In Rashi, with the Ramascha Le'ara al-Meisei, Rashi explains the cases in Meis Le'Meis Chidesh Oichachayim Kedem Hamayit. On the other hand, in Rashi, with the Ramascha Le'aspidenu, Rashi explains the cases in Meis Le'Meis B'Teich Shoishim Yoim Ufnei Arego. The Beis Ephraim goes on to say that as far as Meis Le'Meis Chidesh Oichachayim Kedem Hamayit, then the only Isser is if one hires a maspid to go around to all one's kravim to bring them to Bechi. On the other hand, as far as lo yasbidenu, that is only aser if the mace was actually mace teich shoishim yom of ne'arega. Only then do we say that even to hire a maspid, even without the maspid going around to all one's kravim to bring them to Bechi, is also aser. But if one would have a mace that was mace, either a chedesh, a chachayim of ne'amayed, then there is no Isser to hire a maspid. The only Isser would be if one would hire a maspid who goes around to all one's kravim to bring them to Bechi, which is included in the halacha of our Mishnah of Lo Ya'ar al Meisai. The Nemuk Yosef, on the other hand, explains Lo Ya'ar as follows. The Nemuk Yosef explains Lo Ya'ar acherim sheyivku imay sheinu harvais Bechi b'moyed. In other words, the Nemuk Yosef argues in Rashi, and the Nemuk Yosef explains Voyeir is not referring to hiring a maspid, and it is also not referring to Shoishim Yoim Kedem HaRegel. Voyeir is referring to the regal itself. During the regal itself, one is not allowed to be Moir Acherim Sheyiv Kuimoy. The obvious kasha on the Nemuk Yosef is that if we're talking during the regal itself, why does the Mishnah say that the whole halacha is that he shouldn't bring other people to Bechi? L'chaya, even just he himself is included in the Isser that he should not be Bali de Bechi during the Mayid. From here one sees that there is no Isser of Bechi for the Ovel himself. the only Isser is to bring others to Bechi. From the Mukiyesef Achor, one can bring a Raya to the Shaila that we find in the Gris Moshe Rechem Chilkav Simon Kof Samachay. There Moshe asks the following Shaila. What is the halacha as far as the Avel himself during the Moed giving a Hesped? That we weren't Leyas Bidenu, is that only referring to others giving a Hesped, or even the Avel himself cannot give a Hesped during the Moed? From that Amukiyesev explains the Mishnah Leyoyer, that the Avel himself cannot bring others to Bechi, one sees that even the Avel himself, who has a Hetzer to be Becha, but still he is not allowed to bring others to Bechi. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, explains our Mishnah Leyoyer as follows. Leyoyer means that one should not be Ma'oyer on his Nifter, even if he's being Ma'oyer on his Nifter together with other Niftarim. Which means to say, as Rishonim explain, that even if someone was Nifter Toicha Miryam of the Regal, and there is a heter to maspid that person that was nifter teichlam at yom of the regal, still one cannot include in the hesped to be maspid someone that was nifter beforehand. According to Yerushalmi, the pshat in our Mishnah is as follows, as the Beis Ephraim is mitzadid, that the first halacha of our Mishnah is telling us even a bigger chiddush, that not only is one not allowed to maspid a mace, but even if there is a hesped taking place anyways, one is not allowed to include his mace in the hesped. And therefore, pshat in our Mishnah is as follows, that the Mishnah is telling us, zu v'ein tzarech lomer zu, not only are you not allowed to have a hesped, but even to be ma'or al mesei, which as Yerushalmi explains, means b'soich mesem acherim, is also aser. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah on Amud Beis says the following halacha: in chayfin kuchin ukvareis b'mayid, aval mechanchin es hakuchin b'mayid. To explain that we learn in our Mishnah that in chayfin kuchin ukvareis b'mayid, we find three basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi and the Rambam and Parches Milchas Yontif Halacha Ches explain that this halacha in chayfin kuchin ukvareis b'mayid is referring to that one is being chayfer kuchen ukvaris in order to prepare for future mesim. But if one has a specific mace in front of him, then one is allowed to be chayfer kuchen ukvaris even on chol moed, as we find that the Gemara says in Be'ah, that Vav Amud Aleph, that as far as a mace is concerned, even Yontif Sheni, kechol shavyur rabbanon, which as Tosis and the Rishonim explain, is not only referring to Yontif Sheni, the last day of Yontif, but rather Yontif Sheni refers to all Yontif Shenis, even the second day of Yontif at the beginning of Yontif. Even the second day of Yontif at the beginning of Yontif is also Kechol Shavur Rabbanan, is considered like a regular weekday as far as a mace is concerned. And therefore Rashi and the Rambam both say that our Mishnah is talking about that he's being Chayfer Kuchen Ukvaris for future Mesim. And for that reason, the halacha is in chayfin kuchen ukvaris amayid, because as far as future mesim is concerned, we do not say that yontif is kechol shavur rabbanon, and so too there is an iser to be chayfer kuchen ukvaris on chol amayid. But even like Rashi and the Rambam, that understands that our Mishnah is referring to being chayfer kuchen ukvaris for future mesim, and one is not allowed to be chayfer kuchen ukvaris for future mesim, that is only as far as the actual chafira is concerned. But yet, the Mishnah says, "Avol mechanchin es hakuchim b'moyed." One is allowed to mechanech the kuchim b'moyed. As the Gemara explains, the one is allowed to take an already existing kuchin and enlarge the kuchin to enable one to bury a mace inside the kuchin. But one is not allowed to go and actually make a kuchin during chol moed. Ramban in Mochames and Chidushim goes a step further. The Ramban explains our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is referring to being chayfer kuchen ukvaris for the purpose of burying mesim after chol moed. And since the chafira is being done in order to bury mesim after chol moed, for that reason our Mishnah says in chayfen kuchen ukvaris moed. And even though what he is doing is being done with tzerech mesim la'acher chol moed, still the halach is avo mechanchin es hakuchen b'moed. Based on that, we find in the previous Gemara in the Fehim and Aleph that there is a heter of tzorchei rabim even if the tzarchei rabim are not tzarchei mayid, as long as one is not actually starting the binyan on chol mayid. As long as one is just fixing an already existing binyan, then one is allowed to fix an already existing binyan with tzarchei rabim, even if the tzarchei rabim are not tzarchei mayid. That is how the Ramban explains our Mishnah. The Ravid, which is brought down in the Rosh, and so too we find in the Ravid in Asagas Perches Halachaches, argue and understand that our Mishnah is referring to an already existing mace, that there is a mace in front of us, and he's being chayfer, a koch, and a kever for an already existing mace. And only then is there halacha that one is allowed to mechanchen as a kuchim b'mayid. Only then is one allowed to actually fix the koch b'mayid for an already existing mace. That we do not say kachol shavu rabbanon, to allow one to actually be chayfer, a koch, and a kever for an already existing mace, one can answer either based on Tesvis, as we find that Tesvis says that since it is easy to find kuchen ukvaris, therefore there is no heter to actually be chayfer kuchen ukvaris amayid, because kuchen ukvaris are readily available, or as we find that the Ravid himself explains that the reason why one is not allowed to be chayfer kuchen ukvaris for an already existing mace is based on the fact that he can bury him in a nevreches, which the Ravid explains nevreches based on the Yerushalmi, not like Arashi, who explains nevreches as a place for a gathering of water for kvisa, but rather the Ravid explains nevreches as digging a hole in the ground for a temporary kever. And that is mutar b'chol moed, based on that we find in the Baal Mar, that nevreches, digging a hole in the ground for a kever, is not considered a full-fledged binyan. For that reason, b'aloch is in chayf and kuchen ukvaris moed, because one has another option, which does not involve a full-fledged melacha. That is how the Ravid explains our Mishnah. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim, in that we learned av mechanchen es hakuchen b'mayid, according to Rashi and the Rambam, that means mechanchen es hakuchen b'mayid for mesim that will be mace in the future. According to Ramban, it means mechanchen es hakuchen b'mayid for the purpose of burying mesim after the mayid, which is mutter based on the heter of tzarchei rabim. The Ravid, on the other hand, explains mechanchen es hakuchen b'mayid for a mace that was already mace. And only then is there a heter to mechanech es hakuchim b'mayid. That we find in machlekes between the Ramban and the Ravid. If there is a heter to mechanech es hakuchim b'mayid for the purpose of using the kuchen l'achar amayid, based on the heter of tzarchei rabim, is a chira dependent upon the machlekes that we had before in the Afheim at Aleph. That the Rishonim argue if the heter of tzarchei rabim only applies where there is an actual tzarchei amayid, or even where there is no actual tzarchei amayid, there is still a heter of tzarchei rabim. Ramban, Rosh, and Muki Yosef understands that the heter of tzarchei rabim applies even where there is no actual tzarchei amayid. The Ritva on the other end argues. The Ritva on the Afheim Aleph says that the heter of tzarchei rabim only applies where there is an actual tzarchei amayid. If there is no actual tzarchei amayid, the heter of tzarchei rabim will not allow for one to do malacha on chol amayid for tzarchei rabim la'achar amayid. Now in the Ritva, we find the seeming stira. Again, the Ritva before in the Afheim and Aleph explains that the heter tzarchei rabim only applies if there is an actual tzarech hamayid. If there is no tzarech hamayid, we do not allow one to do any malacha for the tzarech rabim la'achar hamayid. On the other hand, the Ramban by us explains our Mishnah based on the Shita of the Ramban, that our Mishnah says in Chayf and Kuchen Ukvaris Hamayid is referring to Chayf and Kuchen Ukvaris to be used la'achar hamayid. And that the Mishnah says Abba Mechanchen is based on the Heter Tzorchei Harabim la'achar hamayid. So Chaya, the Ritva, seems to contradict himself from our Mishnah to how the Ritva explains the Gemara and Daf Heyam and Aleph. A Chaya, one can answer the Ritva in one of two ways. First of all, one can say that the Ritva says by us, that there is a Heter to Mechanchen es hakuchim, in order to bury Mesim la'achar hamayid, is only based on the fact that he might need to use the kuchen on the rego itself. If a mace is mace on the rego, who does not have a kuchen readily available. And for that reason, we allow one to mechanchen a kuchen because, again, there is a possibility that these kuchen will be necessary to be used on the regal itself. On the other hand, the Ritfon of Heyman Aleph is referring to Tzorche Rabbim Lachar HaMayid that has no potential usage during the regal itself. And that is why the Ritfon holds that Tzorche Rabbim of Heyman Aleph are Aser, because again, it does not involve any potential usage during the regal itself. That is one way with which one can answer the Ritfon. Another way with which one can answer the Ritva is based on the fact that in our Mishnah, besides for the Cheshbon of Tzorchei Rabim, there is a Tzirech Mitzvah as well. The actual Kvura that will take place in this Koch is a Mitzvah. And therefore the Chafiras HaKuchin and Mechanchenes HaKuchin is being done to enable one to do a Mitzvah. And that is why the Ritva understands that one is allowed to Mechanchenes HaKuchim, even though he's being Mechanchenes HaKuchim L'achar HaMayid, because again, the Mechanchenes HaKuchim is being done for the purpose of a mitzvah. On the other hand, in the Sugyan of Heyman Aleph, that there is no Tzirech mitzvah whatsoever, for that reason we say that one is not allowed to do Tzorchei Rabim as long as the Tzorchei Rabim are not with Tzirech HaMayid. That is another way with which one can answer the seeming stira in the Ritva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.